Philadelphia residents are taking trash collection into their own hands this week as the union representing city trash collectors remains on strike. June Murray was among the people dropping off trash outside the Domino Lane Sanitation Center in Manayunk. She says she wanted to get the trash out to the center before the holiday weekend.
The city has had plenty of time to come to an agreement, and they have not. And that just seems to me an affront to our public service employees, for sure. I'm very disappointed.
This is the union's first major strike in nearly 40 years. Back then, a 20-day strike led to trash piling up on city streets. Developers who want to skip the line for certain environmental permits can apply through the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection's new SPEED program beginning this week. For WHYY, Julia Fraser explains.
The SPEED program gives developers the option to pay to have someone from the DEP's approved list of qualified professionals take a first crack at their permit application right away. Then, the external reviewer will hand it off to DEP staff to make the final call. Right now, it applies only to specific construction permits involving stormwater. Other permit types will open up in July. Don Smith is the president of RIDC.
Having a permitting process that is transparent, that is speedy, and that is consistent are three fundamental principles of every good permitting process, and one that very few across the country meet. But I think the speed process that the governor and legislative leaders have put together is a good step in the right direction.
But environmental groups are concerned that the program will lead to rush reviews and a lack of transparency.
That's Julia Fraser for WHYY. Patchy sunshine on this Wednesday afternoon. 84 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. We're expecting skies to clear out as we make our way through the afternoon and into the overnight hours. Temperatures this evening drop down to around 70.